Welcome to Infinity Nerd, your podcast for all things nerdy in film or TV. I'm your host, Mike Smith, and joining me today is Nikki Smith.
Hi.
Ashton Haddon.
Talk nerdy to me.
And Marissa Carter.
I'm just here for the XP.
And today, we're here to discuss all the latest news from Star Wars Celebration over the weekend that happened in Chicago, where we got to see a few glimpses of the future of Star Wars. So let's go ahead and get started. The first thing we're going to talk about is Clone Wars Season 7. This is something that was announced not too long ago, but we finally get to see something about Ahsoka coming back and her return. As far as the story went, last we saw her, she left the Jedi Order after she was first cast out of the Jedi Order, thinking that she was the bomber. And then now she denied him, said no. So with Ahsoka's return, not only is she getting her lightsabers back, but now they've changed colors. They're blue now. What does everyone think about that?
I don't like it. Stay original.
I like it. I think it's all about her evolution. First she was green, and now she's going to be blue, and then she ends up with white in the end.
Right.
Well, and she's older now, so
a little bit older, a little more mature.
Now, yeah, maturity and...
It'll be interesting. I'm not sure how I feel about it. I'm not sold yet. I like her with green because Anakin and Obi-Wan both have blue, so I always liked that she was kind of that opposite color to look at in the show.
She's badass regardless.
She is. So the next thing on the Clone Wars is that Darth Maul's coming back this season, which Darth Maul is one of my favorite characters in the entire show, if not my favorite character. And one thing that's really cool I found out today is that the fight between Darth Maul and Ahsoka that's going to happen in season 7. They wanted to make it as epic as possible. So they actually hired Ray Park, who played Darth Maul in episode 1 and Solo, to come back. And so they said, when you see the actual fight scene of Darth Maul, that's motion capture of Ray Park doing it. So Ray Park got to do a whole new fight as Darth Maul, which I think is really cool. And this is going to be something that's exclusively on Disney Plus. There is no launch date for this yet. It's expected sometime this fall or early next year. The next thing we want to talk about is the new video game that was announced recently called Jedi Fallen Order, which is coming out November 15th of this year on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC, following a new Jedi named Cal Kestis, played by Cameron Monaghan of Gotham Shameless. And Shameless fame. What do we think about Cameron Monaghan's casting first? Let's go ahead and talk about
He's a good actor in general, so I think he'll do a really good job with it.
I think it's kind of funny because Luke voiced the Joker in a video game, and now all of a sudden the Joker from Gotham is voicing.
There is definitely some weird. I can see that.
That's actually pretty funny. I seen him as evil. Like, I only know him from Gotham, and like knowing that he was going to be a Jedi, I didn't know how I was going to feel about that. And then I watched the trailer, and I was like, I can actually see this. He's doing pretty good at this.
Yeah, I felt the same way when I heard he was cast, because he's a great actor, but then I saw him in the trailer and I was like, I'm sold. I'll buy the game. The story seems to be so far that he's a Jedi hiding during the Jedi Purge after Order 66, and he's working a job, it seems like. They're kind of decommissioning, it looks like, some of the old Star Destroyers that the Republic used. I don't remember what they're called. And something happens and one of his co-workers goes to fall, and he uses the Force to save him is what the trailer seems to say happened. And then he gets on the run, and he has an Inquisitor chasing after him, which, for those of you who don't know, it's like a small sect that the Emperor has kind of gathered of fallen Jedi who've turned to the dark side, but since there's a rule of two, he can't take them formally as an apprentice. So he sends them to do his bidding, and Vader actually helped train some of them and things like that. And we actually see them in Rebels, the TV show, as well. And it looks like it's going to be, I think it's the Second Sister is the name of the character that's chasing Cal in the story. So it's going to be really interesting with them hunting him down and being kind of a fugitive story versus him like going after something. It's him just trying to stop them from chasing him. I think that'd be really cool. One thing I noticed in the trailer, and I don't know if you guys did, is it doesn't seem like you have your lightsaber for what I'm going to guess is the early part of the campaign, because there was a lot of moments like when he's fighting the guy with the Force pike and there's the fan behind him and he uses the Force to stop it. He's not using a lightsaber at all. Or when he's running against the wall and he does that cool jump. He's not using a lightsaber at all, so I think, personally, my prediction is that you don't have a lightsaber starting out, you have just the Force, and you're running around doing stuff, and then eventually you go to get your lightsaber, where it's probably been hidden.
Well, do you think he's actually a Jedi, though? Like, starting out, is he a Jedi, or is he just one that has Force abilities?
Like, Force sensitive? Do you know what I mean? Yeah, they said that he is a Jedi Padawan.
Okay.
That is no longer, obviously, training, because
right. He's
in hiding. One thing I noticed about his lightsaber, kind of on that topic, is that his lightsaber looked broken at the bottom. and it seemed really long, which to me indicates that it may or may not at one point been a double-bladed blue lightsaber. What are your guys' thoughts?
I think it's definitely a possibility. They didn't really give you too much of a look at it. It was kind of a glimpse.
I mean, they kind of gave an indication that it could be just a regular lightsaber.
Right, but they somehow smashed or something. I like that it looks like a worn lightsaber. It doesn't look like it's a brand new shiny thing. It looks kind of semi-broken. One thing that I'm hoping for is that this will become a series and not just a one-off game. Because growing up, playing Star Wars games my whole life, I really liked like the Dark Forces that led into the Jedi Knight series and the Force Unleashed series, which I know Nikki played some as well, where you get to be a really solid, powerful Force user with this cool campaign telling a great story. And if they turn this into a series with the level of character development that can happen, and maybe he fights Vader in the next one, because this one seems like he's going to fight the second sister, which is that Inquisitor. I think this is going to be a really cool game. I'm looking forward to this very much. So I'm planning on I'm pre-ordering this. It's going to be single player. They said there's no multiplayer component. It comes out November 15th, again, on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. Next talking point we have is the TV show, live action, The Mandalorian, which is going to be launched alongside Disney Plus on November 12th at launch. It will have 8 episodes. And Disney Plus, just a little bit of information for those of you who don't know, is the new streaming service that Disney is providing. Comes out this fall, again, on November 12th. And it's going to be $7 a month, I believe it is, or $70 for a whole year, which I think is actually a really low price point for what Disney could really charge. So The Mandalorian is about a new bounty hunter played by Pedro Pascal. And he doesn't have a name in the show, from what it seems like. It seems like he's just going to be known as The Mandalorian. What do you guys think about him having no name and just being known by a nickname?
I think it's pretty mysterious. I kind of like it.
Kind of what they're going for?
Yeah.
Like the vibe?
The mystery. I mean,
I don't like it.
I'm the kind of the same way. I like knowing names. Well, but I know what you mean about the intrigue and the mystery behind it.
The way, like I was telling you earlier, the way that by not giving him a name, I almost feel like there's going to be some sort of weird connection to someone that we may know along the way. And they're like trying to hide it from us. Like, oh, later they're going to reveal his name and that's all going to make sense. Like, I just can't accept the fact that he just doesn't have a name.
I think he's a new character that we just don't have a name for. I did get to see a small clip that wasn't part of the behind the scenes that you guys saw. And he was trying to make a deal, you know, as bounty hunters do. And he's talking, there's 4 armed stormtroopers near him. And this guy comes in from the other room, and the door opens. And so he immediately just grabs his big, long blaster rifle and, like, his blaster pistol has it aimed like this. And they're like, oh, no, he's fine. But the stormtroopers are already up in arms at him. And they're like, will you please lower your blaster? He's like, your guys is first. And one of the stormtroopers goes, you're outnumbered. There's 4-1. He's like, I like those odds. And you're like, this guy's a badass. Mm.
So he's not trusting at all.
No, he's a loner. He's a lone gunfighter. They said they're going for a very Western theme here, which is what Star Wars kind of was to begin with.
Yeah, it did have a very good Star Wars feel to it.
Yeah, the behind the scenes did, for sure. And done by Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni, who have done fantastic things through Star Wars animation and Iron Man movies. I'm very excited to see what they do for that. They did say that it's going to be set roughly 5 years after the Battle of Endor, which is after Return of the Jedi. It's going to be 8 episodes long, which I was kind of hoping for a little bit more, but I'm very excited just to get a live-action television series. This is something I've been wanting since I was a little boy.
Well, and we get to see Star Wars in a different light.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
in a longer form.
In a setting. Well, it's kind of in a setting and a time period that we really haven't seen Star Wars in yet.
Yeah.
Well, so it's going to be fresh and new.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that Star Wars has really been missing has kind of been this evolution. I mean, you look at Marvel and what they've done, and DC, and all these huge competitors in the movie business right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they've all kind of expanded. They've all done series, and they're all doing their own streaming services, and they're all just kind of moving on. Star Wars has always banked on the fact that, hello, it's freaking Star Wars, but they're kind of getting the point, you know, that they do have to kind of evolve with everyone else in order to keep competing.
Definitely.
Yeah, well, and they've also announced the Cassian Andor series, which is the main guy from Rogue One with the droid sidekick that was played by Alan Tudyk. And they did say Alan Tudyk's coming back to play him as well.
Awesome.
So I'm pretty excited. So the other thing I want to mention about The Mandalorian that I thought was a really cool thing, and Nikki already knows this, Jon Favreau, through one scene, realized he didn't have enough complete sets of Stormtrooper armor. So he called the 501st, which is a cosplay group who does charity events as Stormtroopers and the evil guys. And they got to actually be on the show as Stormtroopers.
That's super cool.
Because they didn't have enough sets. How cool is that?
That's awesome.
Can you imagine getting that call?
I'd pee myself.
Oh man, that's awesome.
So the next thing I want to talk about, and really the main topic of this episode, is Star Wars Episode 9. And it's so crazy to think that, you know, if you told me 10 years ago that we're going to get a new Star Wars trilogy in the next 10 years, I would have said no. The Star Wars saga is complete. But I'm very excited for this one because it completes the saga finally.
Completely, yeah.
So the first things we want to talk about, the trailer came out. For those of you who haven't seen it, we're going to be talking about things that happen in the trailer. So the major things that I noticed was that the Skywalker saber, which was broken, as well as Kylo's helmet in episode 8, has been fixed and repaired, which could be J.J. Abrams trying to fix certain things that Rian Johnson yes. did that story-wise he wasn't okay with. I think them fixing the helmet and the saber is really cool because it kind of brings it back to form with what the beginning of the trilogy was. And the Skywalker saber is now legendary, having been in all three trilogies, the only lightsaber to be in all three trilogies.
Well, and with it being fixed, it almost seems as though she's continuing Skywalker's journey.
Mm-hmm.
And, continuing
if she's a Skywalker.
Right. Well, no, not just that, though. She was by his side, and he was by hers, and
she loves the Skywalkers, you know that.
Right, and he helped train her, and so I think it helped kind of put that back together when it was broke, and kind of continue it on, even though he's not there.
Yeah. Well, and he even says, and that's one thing I liked, was Mark Hamill's
voiceover
about, a thousand generations of us live in you now, and we've passed down everything we've learned.
Yes.
I think it's really great because it sets everything up.
Made the entire trailer what it is.
Yeah, I mean, because he voiced certain things, like, we're never really gone, and then you hear the Emperor laugh. But the raised TIE fighter leap, which was, like, the first minute of a two-minute trailer,
yeah.
At first, like, what's going on? It looks like Kylo's ship is chasing her, and then she does that cool, crazy backflip thing, and I can't wait to see that. Like,
I'm so excited.
With this trailer launching before Endgame, we're going to see this trailer in theaters, yep. in IMAX.
That's very what I'm excited. For.
The big point that I'm super excited about The Rise of Skywalker, not that it's just the end, but for the trilogy in general, the gang is finally all together. Because this is the first time in the trilogies that they haven't been together or even met. Rey didn't even meet Poe until the end of the second movie. Whereas all the other trilogies, the main trio, has met each other in the first movie.
Yeah.
Anakin, Padme, and Obi-Wan met each other, all three of them,
right.
in episode 1. Han, Luke, and Leia all met each other on episode 4. This one didn't happen that way. So I'm very excited to see we finally get them all together on a mission, which is what they should have been doing from the beginning. Lando's return, I thought, was an awesome moment.
That was cool.
I did notice he was wearing his suit from Solo when he was younger, played by Donald Glover. Not sure how I feel about that. Like, maybe he's trying to look young like he used to is kind of the thing. I feel like it's them just trying to bridge the movies more. Possibly. And I kind of felt like his overstep.
That type of character.
Yeah, like still cocky.
Yeah.
Well, of course. I mean, Lando's Lando.
Yeah.
And you want him to be like that and a little bit have that flourish. But I just felt like they could have done maybe even the opposite colors. Like, had the cape be the yellow and the shirt be the blue or something. Anyway, I thought it was just a little bit too much. But I did love seeing him piloting the Millennium
yes,
Falcon again. I thought that
was
great.
Awesome.
I hope they don't kill him. It's the end of the saga. You don't have to say we're going to set it up where Leia and Lando are dead. Let them live.
Well, everyone of the original trilogy is dying, so
I know.
At least keep someone alive.
I think they're trying to tiptoe around killing Leia.
I do too.
Yeah.
Which actually leads to the next part, which is when we see Rey crying while she's hugging Leia.
I think it's a goodbye, honestly. That's what it seems like.
Well, they said they're not digitizing her or using a stand-in. They said
was that pre-filmed?
That was stuff from Force Awakens that was pre-filmed
that they didn't use
because they filmed so much.
They even had permission
to digitize her. Her family said you can digitize her because Billie Lord, who's her daughter, plays in the Star Wars movies.
She's in the new ones.
Who?
No, I mean for the
daughter?
New episode. Do we know if she's going to be in it?
I assume so. I know she was in the first two. She played as like the blonde little resistance officer that was kind of around.
I forgot about that.
But they said that they were able to write scenes around what Carrie had already filmed that was not used in Force Awakens in a way that does her character justice. So hopefully that reigns true. It's going to be really sad knowing this is Carrie Fisher's last performance.
I know. Seeing that was just like, oh.
Well, I guess that she had told JJ when they were doing or maybe it was Ryan Johnson. She told one of the directors that for episode 9, she wanted to be more about her. Because in episode 7, Han was a main character. Mm-hmm. Episode 8, Luke. So she felt like 9 should have been about her. And she actually had a major story arc in the story prior to her death a couple years ago. And so I think it's great that they're not just, oh yeah, she's off, retired. She's still around. We're going to see her one last time.
They're still giving her the respect she deserves.
Right. Yeah, without digitizing her, without voicing her right. over. They may have, like, digitized a tear on Rey's cheek or something, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that. One of the big moments for me is when they're standing on that cliffside, and in the water you see the remains of what appears to be the second Death Star. And you're like, are they on Endor? And Endor was a forest moon, so they could be on a different moon. They could be on the planet of Endor itself, which we've never actually seen. I don't think they would say, oh yeah, we're going to the real Endor.
Well, because everyone thinks Endor, they think Ewoks. The actual Death Star. It could be something else.
Yeah, but then you hear the Palpatine cackling his evil laugh right after. And he was on the second Death Star.
Could all be a trick. Yeah. Honestly, it could be an illusion. It could be...
That's true.
None of it could be real, and they could just be pulling our leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way that Marvel's been doing it with their trailers. I don't think they would with this, though, because Star Wars is so near and dear to people's hearts. I don't think they're going to play with their emotions like that. With Endgame, they want to hide things. This, they showed just enough to have us to chew on. If they didn't show another trailer between now and 9... Yeah, this is just the teaser. If they didn't show another trailer between here and 9, I would be fine.
I'd be fine with it.
Well, you were mentioning about the panel with him as well.
Yeah, I watched the whole panel for Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, which is the title, for those of you who don't know. And after they showed the trailer the very first time at the end of the panel, Ian McDiarmid, who played Emperor Palpatine, came on stage and said, "Roll it again," in his like best Emperor voice. And then they rolled the trailer again, meaning he's back somehow. And J.J. Abrams later in an interview did confirm Palpatine's returning somehow. He didn't specify whether he was never dead, whether he was a Force ghost, which I think would be cool, or if he's a clone, which has been done in the expanded universe, that's the old canon, or old timeline. How do you guys think Palpatine's returning?
I think it'd be really cool to see him return as a Force ghost.
I don't know, I'm kind of conflicted. I kind of want it all just to be a lie. I want it to be an illusion. I don't want it to be real. I want it to be a tease. I want them to make us think it's real and then for them to take it all away in the end.
That would make so many people upset. Exactly, because I would be pissed. Hearing Palpatine's back somehow, all of a sudden, my nerd radar is going crazy. I'm like, okay, how is he back? And I'm like that guy on that poster trying to figure it out. Because you can't tease Palpatine and not show him. There's no way.
Well, that'd be pretty bad. It could be a trap for the movie.
It could be a trap somehow. I'm
some sort of
maybe
the dark side is making. I don't know. They're just twisting it somehow because it almost seemed like because you've got the Death Star.
Yeah.
And it's sitting there. You hear the Emperor. I mean, all of these old nostalgic things are coming back, but almost the way that they made it look. The images of it didn't
seem real.
Look new. It looked...
Well, it's supposed to look old. I mean, it's been sitting in the water for 30 years.
But do you know what I mean? It looked different. It didn't look like it was...
The Death Star?
Wasn't she hearing voices before, though, when she picked up
Luke Skywalker?
Yeah, it could be flashbacks. It could
but
be
when she first
pieces,
picked up the lightsaber, she was hearing voices. She was hearing and feeling the Force and... She wasn't sure what it was because she's never experienced it before. And so maybe it's all part of that as well. Maybe she's starting to hear those kind of things again, and I don't know.
So, Nikki, what do you think about Palpatine's return? How do you think it's going to happen?
I have no idea. Like I said, it could just be all, you know, the Force to where she's hearing certain things or... Maybe she gets close to the dark side, or...
I don't know. She seems very light. Like, her outfit.
We thought that, too, but Kylo was trying so hard.
But her clothes, like, have gone from, like...
Darker.
Beige to gray and now white. Whereas the other main Skywalkers, not that saying that she is the Skywalker. Darker. They kept getting... They started light, and they went, like, grayish to black or brown, and then they went to black.
But I don't mean that she's going... To the dark side. I just mean maybe it's just those temptations and maybe it's just the dark side trying to pull her in and she's starting to feel those, I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, and she's gotten close to Kylo in the last one.
Yeah.
Who knows what kind of tricks he's trying to play on
her.
He's
a manipulator, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see what happens. I'm going to go with Force Ghost, by the way, because I think if they were, or they say that Anakin never killed Palpatine, then he was never really the chosen one. Oh. And it ruins what Darth Vader did in the entire trilogy / entire saga.
It's ruined.
So I don't think he can stay alive. I'm hoping Force Ghost.
I would like Clone.
Clone I'm okay with.
Yeah, I'm okay with
That's
that.
That's like the medium ground for me, but
which I could see, because the whole Clone War type of thing, that could have happened right before the war and
when he transfers in the old timeline, after Return of the Jedi, when he died, he transfers consciousness into a clone body, but it kept disintegrating because his force power is too strong for these fake bodies, essentially. So he tried to steal Han and Leia's son, Anakin Solo, as an infant, because it was so force sensitive.
That, and it could have not been him that did it. He could have had people working for him, and they finally figured it out. I mean, they could have done a lot of things. I mean, look at what they did, like, with the clones in, you know, in the prequels.
Yeah, but I mean, do you really think that Disney is going to try to adhere to the prequel fans or the original trilogy?
Original trilogy fans, definitely.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
I think so that's what they
don't really know what they're doing.
Honestly.
Fair enough.
Rian Johnson kind of the messed more, things up.
I think. I broke the pen. I was doing that thing.
That's if we have
ghosts in here. It's Palpatine. He's been here. Also, you hear the laugh in the background.
I cry.
Run.
Maybe I should just keep
you
this.
Leave your kids upstairs.
Yeah, sorry.
Goodbye, boys. I love you.
Sorry, guys. I broke my pen, and it caused a commotion up here. So, the next thing I want to talk about is the title.
Oh, so good.
The Rise of Skywalker. Not a title I predicted. I was predicting Balance of the Force because
which
it would tie
so
everything
good.
Back together, even through Episode 1. Or the Force got balanced in Episode 6 when Darth Vader killed Palpatine, but then it got unbalanced again, and now Rey's fixing it. What do you guys? Who do you guys think they're talking about with Skywalker? That's the biggest question on every nerd's mind right now.
It's so hard to say. We've had so many rumors about Rey being a Skywalker, and although they're changing things from Episode 8, from what Rian Johnson did, it could possibly, J.J. Abrams could totally change it and say, oh yeah, she is a Skywalker. Or,
well, he was a dark side user, and the Sith / I'm assumed the Knights of Ren are known for lying, deceit.
Yeah.
He just wanted her on his side. And he knew that's what she was looking for, was a connection
to
someone.
He tried to deceive her the entire time.
That could have been why he was trying to get close to her, so that he could destroy her. He was always so envious. He wanted to be like Anakin. He wanted to live up to the Skywalker name.
Yeah, he
Maybe
really did.
Not in the way that he should have.
But as far as that goes, I think Rise of Skywalker can mean a couple things. Obviously, Rey is everyone's first thought, which I would actually be okay with her being a Skywalker because she's been the main focus of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Or Kylo. He's a Solo by name, but Skywalker...
It's in his blood.
And it's in his blood. I mean, he's also a Solo in blood, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got the Skywalker blood. It could be an homage to Return of the Jedi, which wasn't about the main characters. It was about the villain being redeemed. Rise of the Skywalker could mean him coming back and leading the Skywalker family forward.
Well, there's also Luke, because we know that Luke's coming back with Force Ghost. So.
But do you think they're going to bring him back from the dead?
I don't know.
No.
I don't think so. Or Anakin. I did hear a rumor that Hayden Christensen filmed something. This is just a rumor, for the record, that he did film some scenes for Episode 9. Well, at the end of Episode 6, George Lucas changed his Force Ghost from being an old man played by, wish I remembered his name, and then brought Hayden Christensen as Episode 3 version, because that's when he mentally died, is what I heard George Lucas said.
What? I liked it.
I don't.
I do.
But I'm glad that other people appreciate George's changes.
I didn't know that was even a change, honestly.
Yeah, it was a huge change. I can't think of the guy's name. Normally I have it memorized because I'm like, I would be pissed if I was that guy's family because he's not around anymore. And he played as the guy with the helmet off.
Mm-hmm.
The other Skywalkers that could be referring to is, what if there's someone else completely?
Yeah, it's possible.
That we don't know about.
The real Skywalkers can finally show their face, that there's someone we don't know about.
The other theory that's going around the internet is, what if Skywalker becomes the new name for Jedi?
Ooh.
Rise of the Skywalker.
Well, they didn't
but
say
you think
the Skywalker. Or the Skywalker, as they said, Skywalker.
It's not Siths. It's Sith. Singular. Jedi. Same thing.
That's true.
There's not two Jedis. It's just two Skywalker. Jedi. Just Skywalker. So it could be something as simple as that. Or Rey takes on the name of Skywalker, saying, I am the legacy.
Yeah.
I'm the Skywalker.
Oh, that gave me chills.
And even though she's not. Or, and this is the other theory I like, that it is still Rey slash Ben because they get married. Now think about it. If they're not related, don't you want her to be in the Skywalker family?
Not in that way.
They shipped Rilo so hard in Last Jedi.
Rilo. I hate that.
I am so sick of the female heroines dating these shitty guys. They deserve better.
You know what? Ben actually treated her nice. He's always been nice to her. He could have killed her.
But and
he's nice about it, though.
You're stupid.
But anyway, there's so many theories out there right now as to what Skywalker they're referring to. So I'm very excited for it. Anyone else have anything about the title they want to say before we move to a couple last points? Okay. Nikki shaking her head weirdly violently over there. So one thing I wanted to say, and this is more something for me that I noticed in the trailer that I absolutely loved, is when they did the black screen where it had the words, it says, every generation has a legend. Here's the thing I love about it. When they did the teaser trailer for episode 1 back in like 99 or 98, they said, the movie came out in 99, but I don't remember if the teaser came out in 99. It said black screen, like they showed like some Gungans walking through like a swamp, and then it went to a black screen and said, every generation has a legend. The exact same thing it said in this teaser trailer. And I thought that was brilliant for those fans who grew up, even in the 90s, who around the prequel trilogy, which is what I grew up with. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, that's like the trailer.
Of course you remember that.
Of course you do.
Well, then I rewatched the trailer today just to confirm it. And I was like, I remember this trailer like shot for shot.
And you and like the 40-year-olds that still live in their mom's
basement. I'm 30 in my own house. Anyway. But the other thing it said in the episode 1 trailer was every saga has a beginning. And I kind of wish they would have put every saga has an end. But they put the saga comes to an end.
Yeah.
So they did reference it, but I wish they would have copied it verbatim. As far as this being the end of the Skywalker saga, which I truly think this time it really will be. I mean, I remember 10 years ago, you know, thinking Star Wars is over. George Lucas finished the story in 2005 with Revenge of the Sith. And I was happy with that. I was sad that there was no more Star Wars movies, but I was content with the story he told. Then they come out with a new set of trilogy, and I thought it was going to go on until episode 12 or even 15, but I didn't want it to continue forever. I want to know the end of the Skywalker story in my lifetime.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So, kind of like how you said, how it says every generation has a legend,
mm-hmm.
That kind of makes me feel like, think about how spaced out the originals versus the prequels are. And then they stopped making them. And then a new generation came in, mm-hmm. and they started making Star Wars movies again. It almost makes me feel like, with them using it again, that they're not necessarily like referring to the generation of the Skywalkers, more as like the generation of the fans.
That's actually a really good point. I really like that. And it kind of is, because you look at Luke Skywalker being the legend, you know, he's the most legendary character probably in Star Wars, of the good guys at least. And that's actually a really good point. And with them ending the Skywalker saga, which I'm very happy with, because I don't think they're ever going to truly recapture the original trilogy feel the same way. You can't. You just can't. The prequel trilogies, they told a different story that fit like a puzzle piece, and it clicks fine, but it doesn't feel like the original, which is fine with me. It's a whole different trilogy. I can accept that, and I grew up with it. I'm okay with it. The sequel trilogy, same thing. It's different, fits like a puzzle piece. And I feel like if they end the story here, they don't have to kill off Leia and Lando. They can just keep them going, C-3PO even, because Anthony Daniels can't do this forever.
No.
John Williams has said this is his last Star Wars film. He's the composer for all 9 Star Wars films, and he did the main theme for Han Solo's spinoff film.
I didn't know he was done for this.
Wasn't he like fired and then rehired, or?
No, you're thinking James Gunn from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. That's everything.
That's a whole topic.
That was recent.
Yeah, that was recent.
I was thinking of something with Star Wars where...
Well, I think John Williams is in his 80s. Like, how much longer can he do this?
Did not ask him to do the music for the last, like...
No, he did the music for this, all 3 of these movies.
I swear there was something.
Star Wars isn't Star Wars without John Williams.
100%. Star Wars is not Star Wars without John Williams. That should be a t-shirt. I think with them ending the saga, though, is a great idea. At first, I was like, I don't know how I feel about that. When I really realized they are being serious. They're not just, oh, this is a trilogy, and then in 10 years, we're going to revisit. They're saying, no, we're done.
At least with the Skywalkers.
And I'm totally okay with that, because Star Wars is such a vast universe. Look at the trailer for The Mandalorian or Jedi Fallen Order.
They're all so different.
They're all so different from each other.
There's so many stories we haven't heard.
And they said, so they have announced that there's a Rian Johnson trilogy coming out that has nothing to do with the Skywalkers. And it's a whole different part of the galaxy we don't know anything really about. At least that's all we know. I'm okay with him touching other things in Star Wars. Other things. Just not the Skywalker saga.
Anymore.
I don't know. I'm so mixed on Last Jedi. Like, I try to defend it, but at the same time, there are things I don't like. Rey's and Kylo's and Luke's story the whole time, I love. Everyone else's storyline, I don't really care for.
I agree.
But the main three, to me, of the Force users, fantastic storyline. Him killing Snoke, when you're like, yes, they kind of threw away Snoke.
I
want to
know more about
that
him.
Kind of battle between Kylo and
Rey. Yeah, it was a fantastic fight. But anyway, so I think they're going to do a new saga. So again, they did talk about Rian Johnson trilogy. I do not think will be a saga, but a simple trilogy.
I don't think they should let him touch anything else. No. He should be done.
He kind of ruined it. He kind of just like took The Last Jedi, and he could have done so much more with it, and he kind of just put in contradictions, and it didn't really fit.
Well, I think that, in his defense, I think once we see episode 9, we'll be like, he flipped the board in a way that JJ was able to complete the saga so... What's the right word I'm thinking of? So well, thank you. I was thinking something bigger. I was like fantastical or something crazy. Anyway, I think that he couldn't do what he can do in 9 sometimes, possibly, without 8. People didn't like Empire Strikes Back at first. Some people didn't, from what I've heard. I wasn't alive during that time,
though, because it was different. They compared The Last Jedi to Empire Strikes Back.
Which it kind of was.
Or episode 1.
Look at Empire Strikes Back. Luke, all of a sudden, can do a force pull. All of a sudden can jump with the Force. Things we've never seen before.
Yeah.
And he was mind-talking with his dad, which we kind of saw him talking to Obi-Wan's ghost, but never a living creature. And even Leia. He reached out to Leia through the Force in Cloud City. And then Vader being his father, that changed the entire saga.
I love how his Force is so strong that he can communicate with Vader, but you didn't know that you were, like, kissing your sister, dude.
The Force maybe wasn't as strong with him as we thought.
Yeah. I think the Force is stronger in his pants.
But anyway, so they did also announce a series of films from David Benioff and D.B. Wise, who are the showrunners for Game of Thrones.
Interesting.
They said the word series. I've also heard the word trilogy being thrown around. I think they're making the next Star Wars saga.
Oh.
And having watched every Game of Thrones episode except for the premiere of this season that just aired tonight, as we're recording this, they are fantastic. The production value, the acting, everything makes you feel like you're in that world. And I know you two haven't seen it, but I would say that if they truly are in charge of the saga going forward, it's in good hands.
Excited to see where this takes Star Wars in the long run.
Well, Kathleen Kennedy, president of Lucasfilm, has said that they're having discussions right now with Rian Johnson and with the showrunners of Game of Thrones and plotting the next 10 years of films. Now,
wow.
They did, Bob Iger, I believe it was, who's like the chairman or CEO of Disney, said they're going to take a small break from movies for a bit. But I think this is great because then they can focus on the shows and the video games and the other media, get people excited about that.
And with the new Disney streaming service coming out, they really got to step it up. They got to have stuff to come out with.
And they've announced 2 shows so far. I don't know what the third one would be, but I'd like to see something maybe in like the Clone Wars era. You know how cool that would be? Like live action Clone Wars?
Ooh, that'd be interesting.
Because they're doing the show after the original trilogy. They're doing a show right before the original trilogy, before Rogue One with Cassian Andor. I would like to see something in the prequel trilogy. Or just following a specific Jedi around. I would like to even see the life of a clone trooper. Or just like a certain war or a certain politician that they follow that was someone we don't know and what they're doing. And then we could maybe interact with some characters. The only thing that would be weird about that is Palpatine stuff or Padme coming across or him coming across Jedi. But how cool of a cameo would it be to see Anakin walking across your screen?
That'd be really cool.
You know, you could do little things like that. Or Yoda coming back in the live action TV show. I'd be totally cool with. So anyway, that's it from all of us here at Infinity Nerd. We're really glad you guys stuck it with us. And until next time, nerd on.